Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're in Sif Tes, which is the very last words of Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're still talking about some of the halachos. If you forgot to say Mashav Ruach Merid Goshem or Merid Atal, what should one do? And here we bring down a very interesting idea that the Mechaber says. The Mechaber writes, this is brought down in the name of the Marami Rutenberg. Im Biyom Rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, when we normally start saying Morid HaTol, for those that say Morid HaTol, according to the Sfaradim, according to the Mechaber, and for the Ashkenazim, who just stop saying Mashav Ruach Merid Goshem, so on the first day of Pesach, and for the 30 days afterwards, we're in a suffix situation. Unless you know for certain, we have to be concerned that you are still b'shigra l'lishna, that you're still saying it the wrong way. So there's an eitzah that he brings down over here. On the first day of Pesach, you should say, in the bracha of Ati Yigibor, Ad Morid HaTol, Tishim Pa'omim. You should say 90 times, as we'll see, Atol Gibor L'Olam Hashem Mechayim Mesim Atarab Loshia Morid HaTol, albeit we'll see that there are different opinions. The Mechaber says over here, you should say, as I just said, Atol Gibor, starting from there until Morid HaTol, that entire phrase, say it 90 times, Tishim Pamim, Kineged Shloshim Yom, against the 30 days it would normally take a person to get this regilus, to get into the normal saying of this lashon, and shomer also shalosh pam b'chayom, because you say 30 tefilos, we said 30 days, and therefore you can preempt this concern that maybe I didn't say it right by getting into the habit. You can artificially, so to say, get into the habit by saying this phrase 90 times. After that period of time, mishon ve'elech, emeinu zocher, after you said it 90 times, or after a 30-day period of time, if you don't know, did I or did I not say it? In his kirgashim, did I still say it the old way, mashiv ruach merid goshem, or did I say it the correct way by leaving that out and saying morid atol for the svardim? Harehu b'cheska shelo his kirgashim. You can then be satisfied or certain that you didn't say mashiv ruach merid goshem, which we said you have to go back and say the shemoneh esrei if you say that during the summer month because it's improper, and therefore now that you've said it in the right way by saying it 90 times, ein otzorich lachzor. You can, in a suffix situation, rely upon the fact that you probably said it correctly. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamites writes, from the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, he writes, the Yaschol min Mechayim Mesim Ato, v'lo min Ato Gibor. The Mechaber seemed to say, you start off saying, Ato Gibor l'Olam Hashem Mechayim Mesim Ato Rav Loshia Morid Atol, say all of those words, but he brings down from the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, Mishnah Berurah does, that you shouldn't start from Ato Gibor, because you're going to say, Ato Gibor l'Olam Hashem Mechayim Mesim, you're going to say Hashem's name. So he says, just start from Mechayim Mesim Ato Rav Loshia Morid Atol, v'lo min Ato Gibor. Shlo yomar Hashem l'Vatol, so you shouldn't say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all these 90 times levatola. The Yavo Lishano says Kores Hashem, and if you say, oh, I'll say Atogi Bor Yolam Hashem, and not say the word Ado the way it's supposed to be pronounced, then Necho Sheyavo Lishanos Achakach Mehergo Gam Betvila. Then we're concerned that you got so used to saying it Hashem instead of saying Ado, so then you're going to end up saying Atogi Bor Yolam Hashem Mechayim Mesim instead of saying the proper name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you have to be concerned about this. So the Shulchan Shlomo says, start from and that would be fine. The issue footnote number 47 brings down from the Shaar HaTzion, we know we have the same problem. If you say Hakela Kadosh during the Aseres Mei Tshuva, you have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So he says, so just say 90 times HaMelech HaKadosh, and then we won't have to worry about a suffix situation. You'll get this regilus, you'll get used to saying it this way. So he brings down, that doesn't work, because you'd have to say Baruch HaTor, and then say Hashem's name, Ado, and that would be a Baruch HaLevatola, that 90 times, so therefore we can't do it. And just say Baruch HaTor Hashem is no good as well, and to say just HaMelech HaKadosh, that won't get you into the Shigra Delishna. Then Sivkot and Mem, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ad Morid HaTol, the Mechaber said, you should say up to and including Morid HaTol. So the Mishnah says, the Ad Bechlal, including the words Morid HaTol. V'hainu l'vnei Sfarad, and this of course is according to the Sfaradim, according to the Mechaber, Shnogim L'haskir Talbi Mosachamo, who say Morid HaTol during the summer months. However, Uladidon, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to us Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah, we only say Ad Mechal Kochayim, the Ad Bechlal. So then you have to say the next word. So you say, Mechayim Mesim Atarav Loshia Mechal Kochayim. And that's what you should say, as the Ramah himself will say in a moment. The reasoning behind all of this, how does this work? Because by saying this 90 times over here, you're getting into the habit, you're regulating yourself to say it correctly. And the same thing applies in regards to saying Talum Matu Livracha. When you say the bracha, if you say this 90 times, ad achar tevas, the same bracha, so you get used to the words, Yes, kominei tzvua sol tova, the same biracha. So if you say that 90 times, then you'll get out of the pattern of saying the same talum mata l'bracha. And this is in bimos hachama, this is during the summer months. Or in the winter months, o ad achar tevas the same talum mata. You say, there's kominei tzvua sol tova, the same talum mata l'bracha, bimos hageshamin. And that way you'll accomplish it, that will be dai. You don't have to say the entire bracha from the beginning of borech aleinu. The lo yaskel mitchilas borech aleinu. You don't start off from the beginning of the bracha. Rak maybe yes, kominei tzvua sol tova, and then either the same talum mata or the same bracha. That is what the Mishnah Berurah suggests. Dear Shufutna number 48 brings down that on Yontif, Rav Shlomo Zalman asked the question, when you're doing this on Pesach, is this called hachana? If in the first day of Pesach, on Yontif, if you start saying this Nusach, so you'll be ready to say it during Chol HaMoed, is that called Hachana from Shabbos or Yontif to Chol HaMoed? And he says, no, that's not a problem, because the day itself is the day when you're supposed to start saying it, so you're being margul yourself, because it's something that is appropriate for that day. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Mem Aleph writes, Tishim Pomim, you say this 90 times. Ubishuvas Chasam Sofer, Chelik or Echayim Similcha, the Chasam Sofer in his Chuvas writes, Moria, Ubo Lechatrila, he says, Lechatrila, you should say it not 90 times, Omum Meo Pomim Yechod, 101 times. He says, Bidi Yevid, Omnon Bidi Yevid, Misham Rak Tishim Pomim, if you go say it 90 times, then we don't go against what the Shulchan Aruch said, and Shulchan Aruch said 90 is adequate. Chasam Sofer says better to do it 101, but if you did it 90, you can also assume that the person has this regilus, he's already used to and accustomed to saying it this way. The issue footnote number 49 brings down, you have to say all 90 consecutively. You have to spend 10 minutes, whatever it takes, and say all 90 times consecutively. So Chaim Kanievsky says, no, you don't have to do this. If you did 20 now, you do 20 later on, you do 20 later on, that's perfectly fine as well. If you're Masupik, did you say it 90 times or not? So Chaim Kanievsky says, now if you say Shmoneh Esrei, you're not sure, did you or did you not say it, you should go and say this Betores Nedova. Daven again, but since you may not be obligated to daven, have in mind, if I'm obligated to daven because I said it wrong, so then I'm davening the obligatory tefillah. And if I really wasn't supposed to go back because I said it right, so then I'm saying this is a tefillah nedava. The issue footnote number 50 brings down, what happens if after the 101 times, person realizes he still makes the mistake? So Shlomo Zalman in that situation says, Tzorech lomar od, then say it more times until you feel that it's actually comfortable, it flows off your tongue, that you're going to say it the right way. And as we brought down already in yesterday's year, everybody's different. Some people, they can get used to, accustomed to saying it the correct way with less than the 90 times, 101 times, and other people take more than that. Each person has to know for himself what his custom is. It's not a din. This is how to make sure that you're accustomed to saying it right. So in a suffix situation, you can confidently say that you did say it correctly. Sivkot and Membez, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Imhurgal Blashonu Kishome Bimufuzorin, Kavachom Ibiritsufim. If a person is able to do this by saying it 90 separate times, by 90 Shemona Esreis over the 30-day period of time, so certainly if he says it all together, that will definitely make sure that he says it correctly. That's the psychology behind why saying it all 90 times or 101 times at once will work. Then he brings down from the Shari Tshuva, Shemhir Gulatzmo Memhe Pomim. If he said it 45 times, and Shem Kinegin Chamisha Osor Yom, Misha Ovru Achaka Chimisha Yom, Chamisha Osor Yomim, Chazok Kishamek Hogan. Let's say a person only did it 45 times, and then 15 days pass, and now he has a total of 90 times saying it correctly. This also adds up to the regilus enough times to say it. So let's say somebody has gone 15 days, and then he learns his halacha, so he can just say then 45 more times, and he'll fulfill this concept of saying it by regilus. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah finishes off the idea that the Mishnah Berurah had already started and mentioned, and he writes, Hagav, v'chein lididon, by us Ashkenazim, who say, don't say Morid at all, we just skip over that, and we say, so he says that's what we should do. Done by Ashkenazim. Below so you excluded saying Mashiv Ruach 90 times, which we were used to saying during the winter months. So then that would satisfy this requirement as well. And likewise, if we say on Shmini Atzeres, when we start saying Mashiv Ruach Meregoshim, if we say that 90 times, in the stopik achachach im hiskiro lo, then if you have a suffix afterwards, chazok shehiskiro, then we can assume that the person said it correctly. So this rounds out the entire din, both for Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Gimel writes, also over here, Mechal Kuchayim Ad Bekal. You have to say Mechal Kuchayim. V'im kein Yisragel Lashonu Lomer Rav Loshia Mechal Kuchayim. And this way you'll have gotten accustomed to saying Rav Loshia Mechal Kuchayim and leaving out Mashiv Ruach Meregoshim. He, however, points out, and this he brings down the name of the Shalom, the El Yeraba, B'yesh Cholkim al Ramobazeh. There are those that disagree. Because here you're not adding something. You're just stopping to say something. And it's psychologically different when you add something, you get used to saying it as opposed to not saying something. He says, V'nochul lochush l'chachilu shalo lasus kinus mochozeh. He says, there are those they will tell you, you shouldn't rely upon this when you're leaving something out. So if you're not saying more at all, then you can't go in the summer months from saying Mashiv Baruch Hu Menagoshim by saying 90 times, just leaving out Mashiv Baruch Hu Menagoshim. However, he says, Kein Kasa B'derech HaChayim V'Chayodim L'Mashvikim. This is the opinion of the Derech HaChayim, not to allow this. However, the Chayodim seems to say that one could do this. Finally, Sivkot Mem Dal, he says, Ad Morid HaGeshem, which is, of course, Ad Bechlal, as we mentioned, you say the entire phrase, including those words. This concludes Simen Kuf Yud Dalet. Now we go to a very short Sif. Simon, Kuf Tes Vav, which tells us the reasoning behind Atachonim being the first bracha of the middle brachos of the Shemona Esrei. So Mechaber starts off and he says, Mipnei Shemosar Ha'odim in HaBehema, He Habino V'HaSeichel. The difference between us and an animal is the wisdom and the understanding, the seichel that we have compared to an animal. Therefore, the rabbi started off the inner brachos of the Shemona Esrei, the Bakashos brachos, the supplications brachos of the Shemona Esrei, Kavu B'Yikas Atachonim, Rosh Lem Tzoyos. They started that off as the first bracha of the middle brachos of the Shemona Esrei. Because Shem ain't bina ain't tefila. If you don't have wisdom, if you don't have understanding, if you don't have seichel, so then how can you possibly daven? So before we start asking for all these things, we have to make sure we understand and realize the importance of life and what we're asking for, and then you can start going and asking. There is no Rama on this, so we look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says Rosh Lem Tzoyos Atachonin is the first of the middle brachos. That's the reason that Mechaber gave over here. Im ain't lo bina ain't tefila. But the Mishnah Berurah says there's another reason behind saying Atachonin first. O Tam. I'll say the Habrachos Kosu B'Sefer Seder Hayom. The Sefer Seder Hayom gives another reason, and he says, Atachonin Rishona Shelas HaChokhma VeHadas BeOdem. This is the first brach over here, which asks for Chokhma and Das for a person. The Belav Hachi Tovi Menu HaNefel, because without this, then you're no better off than a miscarried baby. V'Lachein Tzarech L'Chavin Bo Kiroi. Therefore, you have to have constant attention and understanding of what you're saying over here. Sheze Ikar HaShela. This is the essence of what you're asking for over here, that you should be constantly asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for appropriate things. Shetzorich ha'odim lishol me'eis habari yisparach sheitin lo sechel v'das yosher l'mos barav libichor batov. That a person has to know what he's asking for. Sometimes people ask for silly things. They ask for things that are inappropriate. So the first thing to know is how to ask and what to ask for. So therefore you need das first, that you should know to ask for good things and to be unhappy with bad things. Sometimes people, all they ask for is gashmiistic things when they're actually not good for the person. So a person has to know how to make his appropriate supplications, then he should ask for the combinations that would be good for him. Then after that, we say Hashiveinu La'achar Hadas. The second bracha of the middle brachos is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Secho Kimitoch Hadas Nosin Libo Acheto. Because once you have an understanding, so then you're going to know that we do things wrong, and you're going to ask for Tshuva, Hashiveinu Avinu Sorosecha, B'Kraveinu Malkeinu Lavodu Secha, to ask to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kavanas HaBracha Hazos, L'Vakesh Me'es Hashem Yisbarach, Sheachnia V'yash Bo Geus Yitzro. And this is to make us humble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that we should just think that we're the greatest thing in the world. However, we should realize that we're nothing, and therefore we should subjugate and humble ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to humble our desires. Then afterwards comes Slach Lanu, after the bracha of Shiveinu Avinu Sorosecha. Why is that? So Shial Alibo Hachatoyim or Habishoyim Biatzmon. Because this, after you think about the general things that we should get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to ask forgiveness for the specific things that we do wrong. Dushu footnote number 3 brings down in the name of the Sefer Mekor Chaim, as well as the Siddur of the Yavitz and others, in the name of the Shalah, Shenogu L'Hakos Be'egrof Alalev. People clap, they bang on their chest when they say the words Chotonu Ufoshonu in the Slach Lanu Tefila, and the Beis Yaakov says that on days that you don't say Takdun, the minhag is not to go and bang on your chest. And this, in fact, he says, was the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. He points out that the Shliach Tzibur should also bang when he says Chotonu and Ufoshonu in the Slach Lanu, and the reasoning behind the hakar is when a person says vidui, he bangs on his chest to show, so to say, that you, my heart, are what caused me to sin. I went there to losa surah harele v'alchem. So you, so to say, clapping on your chest to say it's my heart that led me astray. The issue footnote number 4 brings down if you think of a specific sin that you did wrong, so the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Torah Sabayis says you should think of that and specifically clap on that. And you should have in your mind that you'll try to correct that sin, that specific sin that you did. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, after that comes Rifu'enu, Rifu'a Achar Gula. After you have the bracha of Re'enov Anyenu, the Riva Rivenu, which concludes Goel Yisrael. Then we have after that the bracha of Rifa'enu, Rifa'enu Achar Agula. She calls Manch Adam Bitzar, when a person's suffering, Eino Omed Me'alchoyav. Over here in Golus, we can't really even focus on our physical health because we're in so much sorrow by being here in Golus. So we have to first ask Hashem to be Goel us, and then we can talk about our own physical well-being. Bikra Kavan Lavakish Meis Elokeinu, and our thoughts should be over here that we should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyirpa Osanu, that He should heal us, Kedei Sheniya Bereim V'Chazakim, that we should be able to be strong and healthy, Lasuk B'Torah, for the purposes of learning Torah, Kiroi, like we're supposed to, Lishma Kol HaMitzvos, and to perform all the mitzvos properly. And then after that, you can say Birchas Parnasa Acha Rafeinu. Then we can have the bracha of Borei Choleinu, which asks for Parnasa, Kishadam Chole Oz Eino Mavakei Shalom Ozen. When a person's sick, he's focusing on his sickness. He doesn't worry about his Parnasa. Aval Acha Shinisrape, after you get better, Mavakei Shachar Parnasa So Lachzir Lavri Guf of Anafsho. After you've been physically healed, then you can ask for livelihood and to have a healing of your entire life. And we should ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a parnasa that's an easy parnasa without difficulty. Sometimes people make the same amount of money, but one person has a hard time making the money, another person has a wonderful job. And this should be behetiv l'bisa. We should do this, of course, permissible ways and not chas v'sholom in ways that are usur. Then the Mishnah Berurah stops, and he goes back to the beginning part about the Atachonein. Why do we add Havdalah in the bracha of Atachonein? Because this is a chokma to understand that we can understand and differentiate between one thing and another thing, and that requires chokma bina v'das, and that's why the bracha of Havdalah is in the first bracha of the Shemona Esrei of the middle brachos. That's why the rabbis instituted saying the Havdalah in the Shemona Esrei in the first of the middle brachos. The Remez L'Dover, a way to help you remember this, is Bina. The word Bina stands for Rashi Tevos, Bisamim, Yayin, Ner, Havdalah, all the four aspects of the Havdalah. Then he brings down Kosovatur, Masha Tikno Lomar Vino Bibirchas Hashivenu. Why do we say in the bracha of Hashivenu of Vino Sorasecha and in Slach Lono of Vino, those two brachos, Masha Enkim Bishar brachos, says all the other brachos don't say Avinu? Why is that? Hainu Taima, Shonu Maskim Lafon of Shaov Chayil Lamidim Bino. This is the teachers of the father is obligated to learn Torah with his son, Ubislach Lonu, and likewise in Slach Lonu, Mishum Dechsiv, Yoshov El Hashem Virachameh, that we should return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he should have mercy on us, Akin Onu Maskim Rachmi Oval Abein, because like a father is merciful on his son, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be merciful on us. He says, look in the El Yeraba, Shemei Videos, Shieshomim Shetorch Lomar Choneinu Me Itecha, Velo Vichoneinu, there are different Kirtzos over here, whether you do have the Vav or not, Mimnei Shu Haschol HaBakosha, this is the beginning of a Bakosha, so it should start off Choneinu rather than Vichoneinu. Others disagree and say it should be v'chaneinu ayin sham. Look over there for more of a discussion. Tisha footnote number one brings down another reason from the Birkei Yosef why we start off atochonein. He brings down the Gemara from Brachos where Chazal said shemi she'en lo b'das osel rachim lo. If somebody doesn't have any wisdom, so you can't be merciful upon such a person. Before we can ask for our needs, if we didn't have das, Hashem wouldn't be merciful on us. Therefore, anu mevakshim shechoneinu b'das. First, give us das, and then we hopefully will be able to be successful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be merciful on us for all of our other needs. The issue footnote number two brings down if a person has difficulty remembering his learning. So Rashi in Avodah Zarah says shiyarav b'brachazu. A person should go and focus in this brach of atochonein. It will hopefully help him with his learning. This concludes Simen Kuf Tes Vav. Let's just start Kuf Tes Zayin, which deals with the bracha of Rifa'enu. It's also a very short simen. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei. That's the girsa that we say in Oshmon Esrei. Even though it's based upon a pasuk, Afogav dehakotzov liyochid, even though the pasuk is the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph brings down, Rifa'eni Hashem the Rafe, so that's in the singular. Nevertheless, we say it here in the plural. The Mechaber continues and he says, Apel Gavda Kosov Liyochid Ein Mechanon Solarabi. Normally, you're not allowed to change a pasuk that's in the singular to the plural, or vice versa, as the Gemara Tosept in Megillah says, Hani Mili, that's true, Bisman Shemiskavein Lakros. That's when you're intending to read it from the pasuk. Avo Kisha Omer, so Derek Tvila Bakashimutta, but if you're saying it as part of a Tvila, then it is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph explains that one shouldn't say, Lo Yomar Rifa'enu Hashem Lokain of an Rafe, but we should follow the pasuk kilishna de krohu kach rifaini Hashem ve'erafe. Even though it's in the singular, we say in the plural. Therefore, we follow the pattern of the pasuk. We say rifaini Hashem ve'erafe and not rifainu Hashem elokeinu. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that the proper pronunciation is chole bitzeri halamid. And yesh omim shelo yomar rei novon yenu. And the next one we see rei novon yenu. We says some say just say rei vion yenu. Aval amogin avram the el yirabu shar gedolim kosu shein lozus ben aminik shomim rei novon yenu. So that's the girsa over there. Then finally, Sif Kotten Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein l'chanan, so you're not allowed to change from the singular to the plural. V'u'adin shar shino, you're not make any shinuyim like this. Kegon min medaber ba'ado, l'medaber b'nochak. You're not allowed to change saying something for somebody versus saying something against something. These are all changes that are not permitted. As I mentioned, this is based upon the Tosefta in Megillah. This will conclude today's share. We'll finish up the rest of Rafa'inu tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. Have a great day.